You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone. Welcome again to this this great event that we have every week. We get involved with so many people in the community and around the world that are doing great things, and we love to share good news for your soul.
Absolutely. And today we have a guest that will be joining us named Greg Gill. And Greg is a president of one of the branches of the Rotary Club. And if you're not familiar with the Rotary Club, you definitely should be. They're an organization that's been around for an unbelievable amount of years, successfully coming to the aid of people in need from one extreme to the other. And we're going to let Greg talk more about that. We want to talk about a few things going on. First of all, yesterday we had a fantastic event with Easy Way Broadcasting doing the Stop the Nonsense performances. And if you don't know what Stop the Nonsense is about, you ought to be checking that out too.
Yeah, it was a very cool event.
Lot of celebrities. We were asked to do the red carpet, which was a beautiful thing. We always have a good time meeting and greeting with people who are of like mind, trying to stop the nonsense of anti-bullying and a variety of other things that people are doing to torture each other.
And the funniest thing is, you know, when you think about bullying, most people think of, like, you know, little kids bullying other little kids. But I saw a commercial the other day about anti-bullying, and it was actually taking place in an office where, you know, the commercial was one office member was teasing another guy.
Yeah.
In the lunchroom.
Right.
He's like, "Hey, Greg, come here. You're still wearing those pants, Greg?" And just kept saying stuff to him, very rude. And I go, that's still bullying too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it doesn't just leave from the classroom. I mean, this stuff happens in workplaces all the time. So it's not something to think about just as kids.
Well, I did an interview a week and a half ago with the team, the San Francisco Fire.
Yes.
And a gentleman named Sam Dancer was talking about how he was bullied as a kid. And he's a big guy. And the San Francisco Fire, just if you don't know, is a grid team. They do like CrossFit competitions. So it's workout competitions in it, and it's extreme.
Think of the World's Strongest Man competition, but yet these guys have a different type of agility. I mean,
right.
They have to run, do pull-ups, do push-ups. They're not just carrying large things, but it's still a competition. It's very cool to check out.
You can actually see the interview and a lot of excerpts from that event on YouTube under Janie Beauclair Interviews the San Francisco Fire.
Yeah.
But my point is, Sam now is an advocate for stopping bullying because he was bullied as a child. Now,
yes.
He's a very strong guy, and you sure the heck wouldn't have the nerve to bully this guy now.
Now, let's talk about real quick, what does he do to start a conversation?
He wears
nail polish.
He paints his fingers all different colors. His nail polish is a different color on every finger.
Yeah.
And he's a good-sized man. He's from Ohio. He's been in this athletic realm for a number of years. And he's decided that by painting his fingernails, people will go, "Sam, what's the deal, man?" And he can go, "You know, here, let me tell you the deal.
Yeah.
I was bullied as a kid. I was bullied for a lot of years. And one small statement you can carry with you for the rest of your life. And I'm here to stand up to make people aware that are being the bullies, what an impact they can have to really wreck a person's life."
And he also says, and this is something I thought was really interesting, is that he goes, "You know, most people think that they're being funny to tease someone else. And, you know, it's like,
right.
Hey, look at that guy. Look at those shorts he's wearing. Hey, Jimmy, why are you wearing those shorts? You know, where'd you get those shorts? At a tag sale?" And, you know, they're trying to be funny in a social situation. The problem is that someone might be very sensitive to that. And next thing you know, they carry that with them, that humility that you're only kidding. And, you know, I can remember being teased as a kid from different kids in the neighborhood or my brother or whoever,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't realize
the
what
damage
you're doing and what damage. It's like, it's funny in the moment, but some of those people carry that stuff for years and years and years. So,
sure. And just as a little extra tidbit, the San Francisco Fire just won another tournament in North Carolina a couple days ago, and they are now in the playoffs, and they'll be coming back to Los Angeles this Wednesday, actually to the city of Irvine. Anybody who is interested in extreme workout, men and women over and under the age of 40. It's a crazy fun competition to watch. I was telling my friends that it's more exciting than any football game I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Live.
Yes.
It has you on the edge of your seat for two solid hours. It's quite an amazing event. And if you're interested in coming to see what this is about and meet Sam and Buddy Hitchcock and a bunch of the star athletes on that team, be sure you check out the San Francisco Fire team, or you can reach out to Humanitarian Radio and we can tell you how to get some tickets. So congratulations to all you guys. You're very positive. I really love what you stand for, who you are, and encourage people to keep their eye on you.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about last week. Last week, September 21st is the International Day of Peace, and it's been going on for 33 years, and it's really funny. A lot of people still don't know about this this day. And what happened was back in 1981, the General Assembly got together and they said, let's pick a day that is a ceasefire nonviolence day. And they chose September 21st. And since then, it's been recognized by a lot of countries around the world where they'll actually cease fire for one day and allow Red Cross to get in there and help feed the people that are trapped within these war-torn situations. And the thing that's so amazing about this is it gets so much recognition on the internet and around the world, and yet in America, they really haven't really adopted it yet as much as they have adopted other things. And the reason why I think this is that, you know, we haven't recognized it as a holiday and we haven't gotten big corporations behind it where, you know, Easter, they sell all their candy, and Christmas, it's presents, and St. Patrick's Day is drinking, and Cinco de Mayo is Corona beer.
Right.
So, you know, if we could find a reason to celebrate this International Day of Peace, if you can get a large corporate sponsor or unfortunately some type of liquor company behind it, then everyone would be like, yeah, it's the International Day of Peace.
Woo-hoo.
And let's go party.
Right.
Because when you look at these other holidays, they have nothing to really do with what we associate it with. You know, it's like St. Patrick's Day. Everyone thinks of a parade and drinking beer.
Green beer.
You know, it's like, but what does that have to really do with St. Patrick's Day, the
Nothing.
Original St. Patrick's Day?
Nothing at all.
So, you know, I keep saying to everyone every year, I go, you know, if we could find some type of way to associate a larger corporation and really bring recognition to this, because it is an incredible thing.
You'd have to get somebody
thing.
Like you two behind it.
Yeah.
You know, some worldly something. But think about this. Multiple countries all agree on the very same day to have a 24-hour ceasefire.
Right, and they've
if they can do that,
right.
Why can't they do it for a week, a month, a year?
That's exactly the whole point. If we can find one day to just see each other as common people and put our differences aside for 24 hours, why can't we do it for 2 days or three days? And again, the fact that it's been going on for 30 years... plus, and I still mention it to people and they still don't know
what's
what it
that?
Is. It's
well,
not on
honestly,
the calendars. It's
I
not...
didn't know what it was until you educated me on it. I had no idea.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened.
On these things.
That happened last week. So again, I just wanted to bring more awareness to it because I do think it's something very positive that that should be mentioned.
Agreed. Totally agree.
So I want to talk about something that we're doing in a couple of weeks. We are going up to a place in California, it's Northern California, called Mount Shasta, and it's supposed to be known as a very, very spiritual place. And we're going up there for a conference. We've been hired as a band to go up there and perform, and it's for the Visionaries of Light Convergence.
Yeah, and it's a great group of like-minded people who are looking to do really positive things for humanity and the world, and this, of course, is what attracts us to them. We're going to be performing on the mountain, actually taking a mountain climb and bringing our guitars and equipment and performing on the mountain during some meditations. And there's going to be a variety of speakers that come from all over the world. I believe somebody's coming from Africa, somebody from Australia, to talk about the positive movements and things that are going on in our universe.
Yeah, the shifts.
That everybody can take part in and everybody can use as tools to bring some lighter energy and some better living styles to their own personal lives. It's exciting for me because it's a 4-day thing. We're going to arrive on the 8th and we're going to climb the mountain on the 9th. of October, and the conference ends on the 13th, which is a Monday. If you can make one of those days or all of those days, it's going to be a very, very enlightening experience with people from all over the world. And for me, that's what excites me about it.
Yeah, and if you guys want to learn more about it and more about what the situation is, we did an interview with Marilyn Harper. And
two of them, actually.
Yes. So Marilyn Harper is someone that you can look at our page and look at our past shows and learn more about what she's about. And she talks about the conference and what's going to be happening and what guests are going to be there. Also, you can go to AdirondackSpiritualHealer.com and learn more about the conference as far as how to get involved. But it's definitely something that we're excited about getting involved in, and we wanted to share that with you.
And I also want to mention, we are going to be launching our new clothing line at that event.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Very excited about that.
We have a new clothing line that relates to positive energy and positive music. And this is the first time we start talking about it. You're going to hear more about it as the shows go on. We're going to offer fifth caller in to win a prize and that type of thing at some point down the road here. So keep in touch with us and find out about this new product line. You're going to be very excited about it.
Well, I'm going to give them a little bit of a teaser. The name of the company is called Energize Your Vibes.
Shh, don't tell yet.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
It's a secret for only you listeners. But what is a secret? A secret is something you tell somebody.
It's true, but we haven't launched the website yet, so you can't actually go there. We're going to launch it actually on the 8th of October.
Yes. But it's very cool. It's positive affirmations put on T-shirts, and there's a symbol that I've came up with called Spirit of Music, which is going to tie into it also. There's song lyrics that I've written that are going to be tied into T-shirts. So there's a lot of really cool things, and also people will be getting a chance to buy a T-shirt and get a free download. So some cool things going on. Talking about free downloads,
yes,
we just began shooting our video for Cranky Pants, so
we're
really excited about that.
What's up with your cranky pants?
Yes. What is up with your cranky pants? So we shot a video this past weekend with director Robert Mann, and I started editing the video, and so far there's some really funny things going on, so it's going to be fun, lighthearted. I can't wait to show it to you. Now, Janie, you've been very busy this weekend in Hollywood shooting a lot of different shows. Let's talk about that a little, because, you know, you are up and coming, it seems. More and more, you just keep heading back up to Hollywood, and they keep asking you to be on different shows, and I think this is real exciting for you.
I've been having a really good time, I gotta say, juggling my full-time job with a part-time slash of acting, and a slice of musician has really led to a fulfilling life for me. A group called Elite Audiences, a young lady named Karen, thank you, Karen, very much, keeps throwing me on all these shows, and I'm having a blast. I did a show called Instant Mom, which is a Nickelodeon show, and it airs on October 2nd on Nickelodeon in the evening. And I also did a Judge Judy, which I'm sure a lot of people know about. Judge Judy. That was really a fun show to do. And coming up this week, I'm doing Judge Judy's new show, which is about several judges that are going to be judging these trials, and commutatively they have to decide whether the defendant or the plaintiff wins. So that should be interesting. I also was able to meet a guy named Don Reed. We're going to have Don on our show. He's a comedian, does a gazillion different sounds, really entertaining guy. You may have seen him on Comedy Central and those types of shows, because he's definitely out there. But I've made some great new friends on the sets of these shows, and it's such a blast to be part of a sitcom and, you know, a reality show and all that type of thing. It definitely moves me. It was my childhood passion, and I'm really appreciative to have the opportunity to do these things in Hollywood and enjoy this part of my life.
Excellent. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to end.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Great, so we are back, and we are just delighted to have with us on our afternoon segment, Mr. Greg Gill of the Wilshire Rotary here in California. Hi, Greg. How are you doing today? I'm fabulous. We're so happy to have you. You know, Tony and I have been supporters of the Rotary Club for a good 5 years now, and we've done quite a few events with them, so we know what they're all about. But why don't you let our listeners who are not familiar with the Rotary Club, let them know what you do and, you know, your role in this particular group.
Well, this year, I'm the president of the Wilshire Rotary Club of Los Angeles.
Congratulations. Right.
They do. They have to share them and give them a big picture dictionary with their name in the front of their book. Everybody has one, so nobody's going to swipe it.
Very nice. That's great.
Yeah, and it's great. It's you know, it's good for sales and it's good for visibility in our community. Big push this year for Rotarians worldwide. It's visibility in our community and getting out there. Not a lot of people know what the Rotary Clubs do, or what the involvement is, either at the local level or all the way up to Rotary International.
Right.
I agree with that. You know, it's interesting. I really didn't know much about the Rotary Club until I got involved, like Janie said, about 5 years ago. We were in Inglewood, Florida at the time when we got involved. And I had no idea what the Rotary Club did. I remember seeing that symbol growing up all over the place. I remember driving into towns and they would show all the different organizations that were in that town. But once I got involved, that's when I actually started to understand more of the volunteer work that they do and all the great things that they get involved in. You being president now, how do you feel it is to bring a younger audience involved and a younger
demographics?
Because I remember that was one of the things that we were looking at and trying to approach, like, how do we get younger kids involved and let them know that this organization still exists?
Oh, excellent.
Exactly. That was my point, is that there was a, when I walked into the Rotary, and again, the town that we were in was made up of a majority of senior citizens. So I was walking in going like, I'm the youngest guy here and I'm in my 40s. So it was pretty like, wow.
I have to, I want to say that one of the very first events that we got our band involved in was when the hurricane had come through Haiti and wiped Haiti out pretty well. And we being a Florida chapter and basically across the street from Haiti, if you will, what our eye-opener with the Rotarian International Group was, we did a fundraiser where our band performed in a theater. We had a 400-seat theater type thing. But the money that was raised went to buying these pieces of machinery that would pump water to get new water into all of that area, so that the people in Haiti could actually have drinking water, because now they were left with zero ability. And it was quite the eye-opener to see how much the Rotarian International community gathered around this Haitian tragedy and really, you know, got them back on their feet. They were going out there by the hundreds and rebuilding and, you know, putting wells in and getting all this equipment out there and just, you know, bringing food and bringing clothing. And it was quite the eye-opener for us to go, wow, these people are really making significant changes in our world as a result of their giving hearts. So that was what really sucked us right into the program. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right, right, right.
Now let me ask you real quick. You're originally from Louisiana? And now, were you involved in the Rotary Club there, or did you just get involved when you came to L.A.?
No, I was invited to go to Rotary here, the Wilshire Rotary Club, I guess 14 years ago. I travel back to Louisiana often, and subsequently, when I go home to Lake Charles, I do go Tuesday. Tuesdays is launch Pioneer Club in Lake Charles, the downtown Rotary Group, and where I have actually friends from high school, and then my background attorney belongs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and with compassion and, you know, hey, come on over, sit down and have a dinner with us. Can we show you something in our hometown? It's a great
And that's the one thing that I found is that camaraderie that you don't normally get is that I know that when we were in Florida flying back and forth to do shows here in California, we were attending some different Rotary meetings. And it was eye-opening to me coming from a smaller town in Florida to come here. And I think we were
to the big city.
To the big city, yeah, exactly. we were at one in because you got to remember, we're looking at maybe, you know, 30, 40 members in our Inglewood, Florida meeting group coming out to California. And I think we were going to like 200 or 300 people on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm like, wow, this is like insane. There's a lot of people here. And once you actually experience that, and they do welcome you because they brought us right to the front table going, hey, you're going to sit here. We got some members here that came from out of state. And I love that, that they actually quickly acknowledge you and say, hey, we have some fellow members from out of state, and they don't shun you going, well, he's from Florida.
He's it's from like, a different location.
It's like, no, yeah. They embrace that. So I think that's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, we get it. One thing I want to bring up, Greg, on a personal, very personal level, you are one of the very first guys to stand out and let everybody know that you were gay openly. And the Rotary Club had no issue with having a gay president. And I think that is just so applaudable on both levels. First of all, for you to stand up and say, hey, this is the way it is, people. This is who I am. And they elected you without any issue where, you know, a lot of other clubs can't seem to wrap around that yet. And I think that that is so applaudable on both sides of the fence, on your side and on the part of the Rotary Club. Have you gotten any negativity as a result of, you know, you're making that announcement, so to speak? Great.
And I credit that to we're in Rotary because you really don't. But the reason why I'm okay with talking to this is, you know, there's so much still racism and sexism that exists in the world on a daily basis. I'd like to not have any labels and how it doesn't make any difference.
Exactly.
But for now, it does make a difference. So for people out there that want to know or if they care, yes, I am. And it's not been any cops at all. And I'm very honored to lead this club and to have them.
Yeah, totally. And I got to say that guys, Greg, being a leader in a community group like that and standing up for who you are and instead of hiding who you are, right? I think that that just shows such a great example. And I think that you're probably really influencing a lot of other people who thought, well, geez, I can't let anybody know or I won't be able to get this position or that position or be this person or that person. And I just really, really think that it's people like you that are willing to take a stand for just, you know, live and be happy and it's not a big deal. Don't make it one. I think that that just really opens the eyes of a lot of people that are still closed minded about these types of things. Right.
See that there goes red and see that everybody bleeds red and the commitment is the same.
Exactly.
No matter what, your race, your sex, your gender, your politics or whatever, in Rotary, we're coming together for the same thing.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that I really love about this story is that you're not just a member, you're actually the president. And now everyone goes, okay, he's a president and he's still doing exactly what everyone else is doing. So there is no reason to judge you for who you are, because your job, you're doing your job just as well, if not better than someone else. And I think the more that people realize this, the less criticism is going to be there. It's like, well, he's going to do this or he's going to do that. It's like, who said? I don't know. I just have a fear factor. Well, if you're coming from the point of fear, you're always going to find something to be afraid of. But if you're coming from a place of love, then you'll find that everything is okay. So I think it's wonderful that especially in an organization like yours that does so much good out there. It's like, look, we're just here to help out. We're not affiliated to any political association, if it's Democrats or Republicans or whatever. It's like we're just looking to help people out around the world. We're not just even saying, well, we can't help them. They're Muslim. We can't help them because they're African. We can't help them because they're from Taiwan.
And you can't help them because they sleep with this person.
Right. It's like you're looking at it as a human being helping a human being. And when you get down to that core, you go, oh, we're all the same. We're all very similar. So I think that's why it even has that much more
impact
and presence to it. So I applaud you for that, for, like Janie said, helping others to feel comfortable in their skin and still be allowed to do what they do and help the community in the ways that you guys help. The question earlier that I had, as far as, you know, you coming from Louisiana and stuff, did you ever get involved in the Rotary back then? Because, like, the way I did, I always saw it, but I was never introduced to it. I always saw the symbol. Did you know what Rotary was before you got introduced to it?
Yeah, my only exposure to it before was in high school, back in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where there was the the NRA Rotary Club, and that was kind of like the first time I ever heard about it. But I wasn't a member of it. I wasn't a big club person in high school. I was kind of staying under the radar and just doing what I did.
Networking.
Component.
Yeah.
And networking. Rotary was founded by businessmen specifically to do business with each other in an ethical way. And so, I mean, I couldn't leave Rotary. I went in there and they wanted me and they liked me, and then they started to do a business with me. And I just would never leave. And now I'm president.
Well done.
So tell us. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with your Halloween pumpkin lot. I know that that's one of the things that you guys do every year to raise money. So what do you have going on this year?
Medicine, right. No, we're following you, though. It's very... Now, something that we talk about on the show a lot is how mom and pop next door could get involved with their communities. And some people don't have the ability to be able to, make weekly meetings and things of that nature and join organizations of this level. However, where I'm going with this is, can you briefly explain what it takes to do a pumpkin patch or a Christmas tree lot? And the reason I want to bring this up is because, you know, a small town in some town in Missouri or wherever that may have excessive amount of pumpkins in their garden in the backyard, I mean, they could definitely do a very small scale at their church selling pumpkins and Christmas trees and things of that nature if they only had a clue of how you go about it. So I'm assuming that you hook up with farms to contract the receiving of the pumpkins and the Christmas trees. And then what does it take to sell them? You just basically set up a spot, and I'm assuming you advertise for people to roll in. Right. So it would totally be possible for somebody in a farming community that had an excessive amount of pumpkins that maybe they grew just for their family's fun, to be able to help at this time of year by either donating their pumpkins to a cause like the Rotarian group who want to do these types of events, or even just do it in their own neighborhood amongst themselves and donate the money to a local cause. I definitely see how this is something that, you know, anybody can do if they should have excessive product growing in their garden. So I think that should go ahead. Right. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, because, a lot of people, they'll come to us and they'll say, we want to help, but we don't know how. And I'm constantly saying, it's really simple. Look at the resources that you have an abundance of and take it from there.
Well, especially what he's saying is, you don't need to have 100 of them.
Right.
You could take those 10, 20, or 30 and donate them to the Rotary Club, knowing that the Rotary Club is doing good things with them. The more educated you are as far as what the program is doing or what the organization is doing, the easier it is to say, hey, the fact that you just said we're a clearinghouse, I think is great, because that's a great way of phrasing it. It's like, look, if you have something in excess that you want to donate, but you don't know how and you don't know where the money's going to go, go to your local Rotary Club. You know it's an international organization. It's been around for a very long time, and it's been doing good around the world. And you know that money that is raised is going to go to a great cause.
Right. Yep. Isn't that amazing? What an amazing feeling. Something I want to remind people is just because the holidays are coming up, and yes, of course, we appreciate the overabundance of love that people tend to show around the holidays, but year-round, you can go and donate your stuff and contact the Rotary Club. It's not just for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas that people need things. People need things year-round. So please keep in mind, you know, what you're doing in the springtime and your spring cleaning and the things that you might be getting rid of. Reach out to the Rotary Club and let them know what you might have and see if it's something that they're interested in. At least throw it their way and give them a shot at it, is my thought. Right.
I had a quick question for you. Going back, you had said that you work with an organization that helps men and women that have just come out of prison for a long time. Is that an organization that you guys team up with that already exists? That you guys, like, how'd you get involved with them? The reason why I ask is Janie and I have done a lot with the local LA County jails where we actually go in and perform at the jails for the inmates. And we also
on death row and inmates that are soon to be released, that type of thing.
And also along with the Emerging Leaders, which helps a lot of these guys and girls that once they come out of jail, Emerging Leaders is an organization that puts them on the right path to better themselves so they don't end up back in jail. And they've got like a 98% success rate. So we're very excited about that. So, but I'm curious to see like that organization that you had mentioned and how you got involved with them.
Right.
So that they could like, crank out lots of baked goods. And we raised the money and bought this. I mean, the oven's a walk-in oven. It's as big as my living room.
Wow. Walk-in
oven.
Wow.
And so that's how it happened. It was just organic from working with Connor Gregory Boyle.
Wow. Okay. That's great. That's great. And, you know, again, this is the way you guys get involved in helping the community and helping people out that are in need. And I think what's really cool about it is you're helping people that are here in LA that are coming out of jail, that they're just as much as in need as someone who's in Africa who doesn't have food or doesn't have knowledge or doesn't have the needs to survive. You're taking someone who's been in jail for 30 years, putting them out in the streets. You're like, cell phone? When did cell phones come about? Okay, you know, what's this internet stuff? I mean, not that they haven't seen it, but they're not used to it. So it's like they're stepping into a third world country.
Right.
Right. Right. And where do you go?
Yeah, and you know, those of us who live a normal life would have a struggle doing that. You know, those of us who have not been secluded for years, we would have a tough time if somebody dumped us off in L.A. with no money, let alone not having current life skills. Right. Very, very cool. Very cool.
I think
cool.
It's great that you guys embrace these guys and give them a second chance at life to say, hey, we still can contribute to our community here. We still have something to give, you know, and giving us a chance to sort of step up. So
it's to our community. Great. It's to our own community's benefit for us to embrace people who are being released into our communities and show them how we live. And how they can live as well and prosper and be successful. I mean, it's to our each individual city, it's to their own benefit to get behind and show these guys the way. It only betters our, you know, our population and our community to give these people education, to give them housing, to give them a fresh start and bring them back into our societies in a whole different method.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think the plans for the future are for your particular group? Are you looking, do you have any goals set for your particular, not organization, but your group right here to grow it longer? Yeah, your club?
Right.
And so we're growing that. We're growing, as I mentioned, the club at the RFK campus. Those kids over there in high school they're on fire. They want every kid in the school to be involved. And so I'm planning on actually maximizing their volunteer potential.
If somebody, Greg, if somebody listening to the show from, say, I don't know, Connecticut wants to donate to you guys because they can't be part of your pumpkin or Christmas tree adventures. If they want to donate to support you, how can they go about doing that?
Oh my, it seems like I should say, oh, just go online to www.ppb, you know, wilshirerotary.org and you can donate, but we're not actually set up for that. You know what? You can have them contact me. 698-7750. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. And again, since you guys are an international company, that's organization, that's the best way of doing it, where they could reach out to you and say, hey, I'd like to get involved, or I'd like to donate, or volunteer. Here's a good question for you. Can someone volunteer for different events that you guys are having without being a Rotary member?
You can't
sure.
help it. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm. old who could not speak, but, you know, I, as Santa Claus, got to bring him a tree with his family.
Wow.
Wow.
How sweet. Yeah, those are life-changing moments.
That's a great story, you know, just because you could feel it.
Yeah, totally.
Well, having an experience like that, I mean, that is definitely life-changing because, I mean, you get to see a child, especially who can't speak, but yet is communicating through his feelings or through his eyes or just his emotions.
Through his hand-holding.
And just like, I just want to, I'm with Santa. I'm totally cool. Let's rock this, you know, and I'm going to walk you around the neighborhood because I want all the other kids to see I got Santa here on my side. I think that's so awesome.
I think that's probably something that family will never forget, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Well, Greg, we are so happy that you joined us today, and we definitely want to encourage people to really check out what the Rotary Club is about. Check out Greg's location if you happen to be a local California, LA area person listening to this. Do check out Greg and what they're doing specifically and see how you can help them. And if you're listening from across the country, check out your local Rotary Club and see what you can do, because, you know, you don't have to be a big army to make something happen. You can change things one person at a time by getting involved.
And also, I want to add, if you are in the Los Angeles area and you plan on buying a pumpkin this year or a Christmas tree,
yes,
make sure to check out their lot, because obviously they're doing some really great things with the funds that they raise. Again, where is that lot located in Los Angeles?
It is on Larchmont
Well, let us know things that you have going on around the year so we can let people know what you guys are up to and how they can help. So come back and visit us, would you?
I sure will.
Thank you so much, Greg, for joining us today. And we're going to keep in touch with Greg so that we know how everybody can support him and his group and the Rotary International just in general. And, Greg, we thank you so much, and you have an awesome day.
So every week we like to choose a song that we'd like to dedicate to our guests, and the Rotary Club is something that incorporates every race and religion under the sun, and they have places all around the world. So the song that I chose was a song that I wrote called Burning Sun, and the sun represents unity, and I thought the song was very appropriate for the Rotary Club and for what Greg is doing. So here's Burning Sun by Saint Tone.
Winners replace us, devastates us. Wake up, we can save us. Possibly make up for what we know that happens. The wall, the madness, are we all that different? Are we too specific? Cause one we can kick it, stop killing. Bullets keep our souls in prison. Since the beginning it's risen, and that should be our mission.
Everybody,
so that was Burning Sun by Saint Tone. You could find that track at www.sainttone.com. While you're there, check out my Facebook. Once again, we want to thank our guest, Greg Gill, for coming on and telling us a little bit more about the Rotary Club and what they do. If you can find a organization in your neighborhood, they're a great organization to get involved with. They're international, and they help out people all around the world. Until next week, have a great week, and we will see you. Peace.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.